There is a saying that entrepreneurs hear often. Fake it till you make it. Fake confidence until you have confidence. Fake capability until you have capability. Fake success until you have success. Entrepreneurs are often accused of living in the future, living in a state of future success, future competence, future confidence. For most entrepreneurs, the gap between living in the future and the present is this deep belief that they are capable of closing the gap. Only time is in the way. If you visualize an inflated balloon with a pair of hands on either side, your hand on the left-hand side of the balloon represents the present. Your right hand, your perceived future. As you push your left hand against the balloon toward your right hand, and the balloon compresses between, this represents the effort over the arc of time. But because the air has nowhere to escape, as the hands become closer, it becomes more and more difficult for your left hand to touch your right, for reality to touch the future. Meditation 52 reads like this. I am able to say the words, I don't know, and relish the journey they will take me on. I repeat, I am able to say the words, I don't know, and relish the journey they will take me on. The problem with the statement, fake it till you make it, is it creates the need to portray a level of confidence that is not really there, a level of competence that is not really there, and a level of success that is not really there. And so your innate knowledge of the truth leaves you feeling vulnerable inside. And in the defense of this veneer, you block out so much positive information entering the frame, your perspective. The three words, I don't know, feel impossible to say in that state. They feel like a needle that will pop your balloon and expose your truth. But it is exactly those words that need to be uttered in order for you to pop the balloon and allow your left hand to touch the right. For as you utter the words, I don't know, you allow yourself to be fed by support, by information, by perspective that you don't currently have. In the early years of Race Corp, I too was a fake it till you make it entrepreneur. Whilst I was getting huge publicity and huge traction in the market, the bottom line did not reflect publicity nor the traction. I was bleeding hundreds of thousands a month. I had a support team around me, predominantly in the form of my mentor, the person who had backed me at a young age, and I called him for an appointment. I arrived at his home. He offered me coffee. We sat down and I started to speak. I told him about plans. I told him about the potential orders. I told him about client meetings. I told him about all the press I had received. And as I spoke, he nodded and smiled, which spurred me on to provide more and more of this type of information. Half an hour into the conversation, he began to look at his watch. After the third such time, I asked him, "Do you have another appointment?" To which he answered, "No." I carried on, and once again he looked at his watch. "Why do you keep looking at your watch?" I asked, "if you don't have another appointment." He looked me straight in the eye and said, "You have 1 hour with me. You've spent the last 35 minutes telling me how great you are. Would you like to spend the next 25 minutes continuing, or would you like to get real value?" I was in that state of bravado, of defense, of defending the veneer. Those words from my mentor pierced my balloon, and just like the balloon, I felt the air leave through my mouth and nose as he waited for my response. "I would like value," I submitted. "Well then, tell me what's going wrong and what you don't know." As I stood up after the end of my hour with him, I kicked myself, having understood how much valuable time I had wasted showboating. If I got that much value in 25 minutes, can you imagine how much value I would have received from the full 60? As we conclude meditation 52, I would like to highlight the last few words of this beautiful meditation. The words, "and relish the journey they will take me on. For when you are able to confidently utter the words, 'I don't know,' you open up a possibility of new knowledge, new insight, new possibility. But for as long as you cannot say the words, 'I don't know,' that door remains shut. I am able to say the words, 'I don't know,' and relish the journey they will take me on.